Hey, listeners. My name is Kelly Givens, and I'm the producer and one of the voices behind Your Daily Prayer. I wanted to let you know about another new podcast we're producing and about to launch. It's called Your Daily Bible Verse, and as you might have guessed, it's a daily podcast where we dive deeper into Scripture, re-examining your favorite verses, and getting to the heart of the message of God's Word. To be one of the first to listen to Your Daily Bible Verse, check out the devotionals page on crosswalk.com to sign up for the Your Daily Bible Verse devotional. Or you can check out today's show notes for a link. Thanks for listening.
God is the potter, we are the clay. Written by Bible Pathways. Read by Jason Brown. Today's Bible verse comes from Isaiah 64:8. But now, O Lord, Thou art our Father, we are the clay, and Thou our potter, and we all are the work of Thy hand. This verse and others like it are used often by preachers and teachers. Many love to use the thought of God being the potter and we, His creation, being the clay. They love to speak on how God can give us a fresh start in life as He remolds us into the new vessel. The old vessel with its flaws and imperfections is cast into something new and better. There's nothing wrong with this line of thought. It is a fine message that often draws people into a closer walk with Jesus Christ. The old becoming new is a very popular theme in the Word of God. No man putteth a piece of new cloth onto an old garment, for that which is put in to fill it up and taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put new wine into old bottles, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish, but they put new wine into new bottles, and both are preserved. Matthew 9:16-17. At this time, though, let us look at another part of this verse. There are times when part of something becomes so popular that other parts are sometimes overlooked or even forgotten. The part of the verse that we wish to examine is, Thou art our Father. No one knows our fundamental human needs better than God. He knows our needs for things like hope, love, and peace. How can we better trust in God to meet those needs? The first step is to acknowledge the fact that God is our Heavenly Father. Notice, God identifies Himself as a Father to us. That should say a lot to us as to how He feels. This is how He chose to characterize His relationship to us. It's not just a descriptive term used by preachers or theologians. God chose fatherhood from all possible human relationships. There was something significant that God wanted to communicate by His choice of this title. The thing that God was trying to communicate was that He wanted our dependence to be on Him. He desired to show that there is no one who loves us more or in whom we should place our trust than Him. God is the perfect example of what a father should be. Earthly fathers have the perfect model to follow. They have the Word of God revealing God's character to mankind. This should serve as a manual on how to interact with their children. Everything a person needs to know about fatherhood is right there in the Bible. You need to learn how to teach the difference between right and wrong. The Word of God can help. If you need help regarding discipline, the Bible has lots to say on the subject. Many fathers do not use God as a role model, and their children suffer because of it. God is the only Father they know. God is our Heavenly Father. He should receive the greatest of praise for taking on this role in our lives.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.